The wildfires in Northern California hit Napa's wine country at one of its busiest times for tourism. But the impact on the wine industry, while terrible for some, you've seen pictures of empty, burned-out bottles, hasn't been as bad as it could have been. Let's check in. Jim Lapsley is a researcher at the Agricultural Issues Center at the University of California, Davis. Jim, we know the industry has been impacted, but what are you hearing in terms of damage?
Well, in terms of physical damage to the industry, meaning being burnt by fire, very little. But the vineyards that have been burnt or have had any fire damage have been up in the hills, and probably 90% of the total acreage is down in the valley and hasn't been touched by the fire. The real issue for the industry right now is potential damage from smoke on the grapes. At the time of the fire, according to the Napa Valley Vintners and Industry Organization, about 90% of the harvest was complete, but 10% of the grapes were still out hanging. And it's possible that the smoke can affect the grapes with something called smoke taint.
Yeah, well, and you say that smells like an ashtray, so that's probably not going to be something people want. But I want to be clear here. So there are 900 vintners, you know, across the area. And many didn't get damaged, but also vineyards act as sort of a fire break.
Yes. First of all, the way that most vineyards are grown these days is that the ground between the rows will be plowed. So it's open ground. It doesn't have vegetation. But if you have a wind that is being blown at, say, 70 to 80 miles an hour, it's like a blowtorch. And if you hold a blowtorch to a vine, it will burn.
Yeah.
But again, most of the vineyards, I think, are going to come out just fine.
Well, that's good to hear, even though there are individuals, and we've seen them, you know, who've lost a lot. But we are hearing the industry in general coming out and trying to get the message out. Please come. We're still open for business. And this is big business in Napa and Sonoma counties. Tourism, $3.2 billion a year. Do you think it's realistic to ask people to come?
I think that the tourism is going to have to be scaled back to some degree for a while. Most of the buildings that have been burned haven't been wineries or winery outbuildings. They've been homes, and especially over in Santa Rosa, and also hotels. And then there's also the issue currently right now of smoke, but that's going to clear out.
Yeah. Well, so if you're planning a trip, you know, check with the hotels and maybe somebody who helped you organize that trip to make sure. Jim Lapsley, researcher at the Agricultural Issues Center at the University of California, Davis. Jim, thanks so much.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.